Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to talk about moral disengagement, and we'll use cheating as a case study. Most times people think that when the advantage of a cause outweighs the disadvantage, they feel it's right to do, like you actually justify the crime by saying that the advantages are way more than the disadvantages that comes with committing that crime. And like selfishness now, some people see it as a right, as a means of selfish gain and utter smartness. Do you understand? Most people tend to believe or act according to their goals and belief, and those morals that has good behavior, when they do not align with the cognitive dissonance. Dissonance, according to scholars, means when an action or goal does not align with an individual's views, the press, due to moral disengagement, an act of psychological tension that arises when beliefs are odd with behavior. Cognitive dissonance has to do with when you believe and your belief, say you can believe that it's good for you to be good to others, but at the same time your actions are not, you're not showing goodness to others. That's actually what cognitive dissonance. Dissonance is as a result of a negative behavior which is attributed to internal decisions which we are made voluntarily, and dissonance is actually a start of a chain reaction that manifests as moral disengagement. Then most of you will say, what is moral disengagement? Moral disengagement, as suggested by scholars, that individuals modify their belief about such questionable actions through what? Moral disengagement, thereby elevating cognitive dissonance. Moral disengagement take different forms and aspects, like when you feel that this is my behavior now, and I think it does not actually rhyme with the good morals I've actually set for myself. The person actually now change the good moral to actually match the negative behavior he or she is exhibiting. So, like I said here, the robbing of public funds are example of a moral disengagement, where you say, it's not good for you to steal from the public, but now your morals are actually not the same with your action. Here, you're not trying to bring it together to become the same. Whereby the individuals attribute unmoral actions as the only means of gaining moral purpose, such as giving alms, you stealing from someone and giving to charity. You're actually justifying yourself. I'm stealing to give to the poor. No, that's the moral disengagement. When they think the government is not performing well, they'll say, stealing from public funds, the government is not doing well, they're taking their own share, why can't I do that? That's still moral disengagement. No, you're actually justifying your crime, that the goodness of you stealing from others and the one the government is doing, that you are more better off. No, that's wrong. So there are different forms of in which moral disengagement take place. There are so many. So another form can be used of dehumanizing victims of ethical or attributing action to external clues. To which this form, individuals justify their moral disengagement as morally right towards cognitive restructuring, explaining their immoral act as a lead of achieving results. Do you understand? I've actually explained this before. I said, cognitive, when you see that your morals, the good morals, you know that this is it, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't do this. Now you're actually going against your good morals. And so people say, if I don't steal, that's more a cognitive discussion now. If I don't steal from the government, I won't give to the poor. That's still what? That's cognitive restructuring. That's still what? Moral disengagement. You're trying to change your moral, your good morals, to match your negative actions. When a cheat is told to narrate a situation of unethical behavior or immoral, they explain it in specific ways and choice of words that actually support their actions of being right. They actually try to highlight the negative aspect of the external clues, or let me say, if it's the government, they actually don't highlight the negative actions or part of the government in not carrying out the policies or living how they should, in actually to explain why they cheated. Are you not seeing it? They try to support their own actions. This is what moral disengagement. When you see yourself taking this part of moral disengagement, know that you're actually going the wrong way. You have to restructure your morals back to the right way. No matter the cost, a crime is a crime. Thank you for joining me. You can listen for more.